This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We have two amazing shiurim today. And we're going to begin with Davar Yafa Be'itai, connecting the parsha to the time of the year. And it's really remarkable. As we approach Chanukah, we get closer to Chanukah, the connections in the parsha to Chanukah are overwhelming. You know, they're undeniable. It's really remarkable. And I'm going to take you to the Marma Koimais. If anybody would like to subscribe to our Marma Koimais, so you could get the Marma Koimais of all the Shurim and all the Devei Torah sheets and all the updates, please go to our site, rabbidg.com, and just subscribe, and you'll get all of the Marma Koimais. Okay, so Yaakov Avinu wakes up in the morning. He takes a stone that he put by his head. He makes it a matzeva. He pours oil on it. The Paneach Raza asks the following question. Where did Yaakov Avinu get oil from? Didn't Eliphaz come and take and steal all of his possessions? Esav commanded Eliphaz to kill Yaakov, but Eliphaz grew up on the lap of Yitzchak. So Eliphaz tells Yaakov about his dilemma. So Yaakov says, take away all my belongings. So how did Yaakov have oil and the money in the morning? Didn't Eliphaz take everything away? The Paneach Raza famously says that Yaakov Avinu's staff was the only thing that remained with him, like he said, Ki b'makli avarti esayardein. This staff was hollow. Yaakov always carried it with him, full of oil, so he could learn Torah at night. The question, though, is, how does the Paneach Raza know that? The Medrash Rabbah and the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar both say that the oil appeared to Yaakov min HaShemayim. The Sefer Raza de Meir on the Paneach Raza asks this question. But be it as it may, the Shach al HaTorah says that this oil that Yaakov found was the very oil and the jug that he went back for in next week's parsha, when the pasuk says Vayivaser Yaakov Levadoi, that Chazal Darshan al Tikri Levadoi Ela Lekadoi. So Yaakov Avinu realized this is special oil. That's why he went back to get it next week before when he crossed the Yaboik. So the Shach al HaTorah says, quotes Rabbeinu Bechaya, Tikri Levadoi Lekadoi. Where did he have this kad? This kad Yaakov Avinu put by his head. He woke up in the morning. He found a stone, and there was a jug of oil, and he poured oil. And when he poured the oil, it filled up again. Ooh, Yaakov knew this was a special jug. He said, I can't leave it here. You know what this jug was used for? It's the oil that the Mishkan was Nimshach, and all the Kalim, and the Mizbeach, and Aaron, and all the kings. And it still remains Kayam, like it says, L'doiroi Seichem. It's the jug of oil that the Isha HaTzarfis used when Eliyahu said, Kad Hashem en loit sichla. And this is the jug of oil of the Eshes Ovadia. And when Yaakov saw all these miracles with this jug of oil, he says, I need to go back to get it. Fine. So we still haven't arrived at our destination yet. There's an ancient sefer, it's called Berach HaShmuel. It's actually quoted by the Chidah. He adds to the Shach al HaTorah that if all of these miracles happened with this jug of oil, Pashut be'enai shegam oisei hapach nisgale levnei chashmonoi shayu chasam mechaisam shal kohen gadol shal Aaron hakohen. This is the jug that Aaron sealed that was used and found during the miracle of Chanukah. That's what it means by Chanukah ledoiroi seichem. That's the jug that they lit for 8 days, to show that the Midah of Hoyd was Niskan. So it comes out that the jug of oil that Yaakov Avinu found in this week's parsha is the jug of the oil of Chanukah. So if you wanted to know, is there any connection between Parshas Vayetze and the upcoming Yom Tov, it's as clear as day. Yaakov Avinu wakes up in the morning, he finds a jug of oil. This jug of oil is the jug of oil he goes back to find next week in Vayishlach according to Shach al HaTorah. Berach HaShmuel adds, this is the jug that was used for the miracle of Chanukah. Let's move on further. Very interesting. Now, in the Sefer Yetzirah, it says the month of Kislev was created with the letter Samach. And I would say that that's not a coincidence. The Balaturim says, you know, all the names of the Shvatim do not have the letter Samach, except for Yosef. Samach stands for Satan. It's interesting, it's another example that Samach and Sin are interchangeable. Therefore, since Yosef was Sitnoi Shel Esav, he's the only one with a Samach. That means the letter Samach represents our opposition to Esav. According to this, since in the month of Kislev, we read about Esav, be it Toldos, be it Vayetze, be it Vayishlach, we're talking so much about Esav, this is the month where Esav makes an appearance. So in order, Hashem had to be makdim the refuah to the Makkah, and he gave Kislev the letter Samach, he created Kislev letter Samach, because since this is the month we read about Esav, we need to oppose him, and therefore Hashem created this month with the koyach of a Samach to be able to uproot Esav. And it's interesting to point out, the Balaturim, in Parshas Truma, points out that in the Parsha of the Menorah, there's no letter Samach. That also indicates that there's no, the Menorah abolishes any Sitnoi Shel Esav. Okay. Here's another interesting thing. Actually, some say this was in the ancient editions of the Seder Olam, but I don't think it's in our edition of Seder Olam. It's brought in Rabbeinu Bechaye from the Medrash Tadshe, that Reuven was born. Anybody know Reuven's birthday? I don't understand you. How do you expect to send Reuven a birthday card if you don't know his birthday? Reuven's birthday, Yudalid Kislev. The remez is, and there's a remez to this, the remez is, Vatikra Shemoi Reuven is Gematria, Arba Asar Lechoidesh Kislev. Kira Hashem Bi Onyi is Gematria, Yodalad Kislev. Vateled is Gematria, Bechoidesh Kislev. So the birth of the first of the Shvatim, the beginning of the binyan of Klal Yisrael, began in Chodesh Kislev, and therefore we read about it this month. Now, let's talk about the Dudaim of Reuven. Let's talk about the Dudaim of Reuven. How so? The Dudaim of Reuven are very connected to Chanukah. Does anybody know how? You know, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, HaDudahim Nasnu Reyach V'yal Pesachinu Migadim. The Dudaim give a fragrant aroma, and then it says, and at our doorways are our treats. That's a remez to Chanukah. You ready for this? Does anybody know when Vateitse Leah, when did Leah go out to live with Yaakov Avinu? Our tradition is it was Leil Shavuos. And because it says, Vayelech Reuven b'ktzir chitim. Ktzir chitim is Shavuos. And all the Shvatim were born after 7 months. And they gave birth in abridged months. Says the B'nai Yisachar, that means that if Yisachar was conceived on Shavuos, Yisachar was born in Kislev. Says the B'nai Yisachar, Yisachar was probably born on Chanukah. And Chanukah was established by B'nai Bina of Shevet Yisachar. So through the Dudaim of Reuven, HaDudaim Nasnu Reach, through that, V'al Pesachinu Megadim, we have treats at our doorways. That's Ner Chanukah. You hear the Cheshbon? It's Ayam Menorah. The Cheshbon is, through the Dudaim of Reuven, Yisachar was born. Through Yisachar's birth, we have Chanukah. So that's the connection in Shir HaShirim. HaDudaim Nasnu Reach, V'al Pesachinu Megadim. Furthermore, you know, the whole topic of Leah is connected to Chanukah. So I have a daughter, she was born on Chaf Beis Kislev. We named her Leah. Why? First of all, Leah, Gematria 36, 36 Neiros of Chanukah. Secondly, Leah, the B'nai Yisachar says, Rashi Tevois, La'yehudim Hoysa Oira, the light of Chanukah. Thirdly, who is the first one to thank Hashem Hapamoides Hashem Leah Chanukah Zlohoidoy Solahalel. So this parsha, whose main personality is Leah, she gives birth to six children. She is very much connected to Chanukah. And you ready? Here's another one. This is Oyem Venoira. We've learned about this many years ago. Vayikra loy lavan yigar sa hadusa v'yakov kara loy galed. Comes Megala Mukais, and Megala Mukais says, this is a wondrous remez to Chanukah. Yigar is the year 213. Does anybody know the story of Chanukah? How many years into the second Beis HaMikdash was it? The Rambam says that there were another 200 years after Chanukah before the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Chanukah took place in the year 213 of the second Beis HaMikdash. Lavan said the word Yigar in Arami because Lavan, it was revealed to him that in the year 213 of the second Beis HaMikdash, Antiochus would come and shecht a pig on the Mizbeach. It was in the year Rig. Look what he rigged on the Mizbeach. What a bad job. He rigged bringing a chazir in the Beis HaMikdash. The klipa of chazir was strong. Chazir is gematria klipa. But Yaakov called it galed. He was misaking it. The Beis HaMikdash is called galed. Like the Medrash says, Shehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Inyan Beis HaMikdash, Shenemar Vayareu Es HaGilad, Ein Gilad Ela Beis HaMikdash, Shenemar Gilad Li Roish Halavanoin. So that is a wondrous remez to Chanukah at the end of the Parsha. And I want to thank my dear friends, Rabbi Rafal Ansel, and Yisrael Eliezer Levy, because they sent me a lot of nice ideas on Vayetze, but I didn't put their name on because I'm also entitled to think of good ideas. But I'm going to, my friend Rebbe Fall sent me from the Imre Emes on the Haftarah, a very beautiful remes to Chanukah. Does anybody know what this week's Haftarah is from? It's from the Sefer Hoshea. And in Hoshea we read, Eyech atal Yisrael Yifrach Tashoy Shana V'yachsha Rashav Kalevanoin. You hear? Says the Imre Emes, Yifrach Tashoy Shana V'yachsha Rashav Kalevanoin is a remez to Chanukah. Soifei Tevois Chanukah. Okay, so this is Mamish Davar Yafe B'Itai. This week's Haftarah, we have a remez to Chanukah. Yifrach Kashoy Shanav Yachshar Rashav Kalavanoin. Okay, so that's Davar Yafe B'Itai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.